Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. I thought I just want to spend 3 minutes to give you a warm welcome for attending this wonderful conference in celebration of Michael's accomplishment and everything as well as your life. I came here as the chancellor in 1994, so that's quite a few years back. When I came to the Regents meeting, actually I spent quite a bit of time, as you know, attending Regents meeting. One of the interesting topics they are talking about is who is the highest paid professor among the 10 campuses. That's a topic. So then they said, there's this professor, a Fields Medalist and a National Medal of Science winner at San Diego campus. He was the highest paid professor. In the late 70s, one day Michael came here in this very room. You gave a seminar. It was about the Chern-Simon theory. So I came. I remember I sat at the corner there. I listened to the whole seminar. After that, I was so impressed. I thought it would be nice if Michael can work with us. So I talked to you, and you probably didn't know why I spent that much time with you. Just so we talked, and Michael said he's interested in coming here for the summer. So he came. You came in that summer. What year was that? 99 or? I don't remember. then Michael said, you don't have a climbing wall.
No. You don't have a climbing wall.
So I said, yeah, let's look at it. We were just building a new facility. So I proposed, I said, why don't we have a climbing wall? They said, good idea. So we had a new climbing wall. And you remember the person who made a proposal, you didn't come back and gave her a box of chocolates? So we started a long-term relationship. I remember I went to our colleagues to see, do you have space for some collaborators? They said, no, you know, at the university, you just don't have space. You got a lot of other things, but not space. So finally, I told them, oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you that this is Michael Friedman. Oh, all of a sudden, everybody has space for him. So that's just my introduction. And during the years here, we spent a lot of time, almost every Halloween, and also one of your sons, Whitney, we walk along Del Playa in the evening. Starting from 11:30 all the way to 1 a.m. sometimes for an hour, 2 hours, among those 10,000 people, they came here for the Halloween night. So we had a good time, and I think this intellectual campus is becoming a much better place because of Michael and the station Q here, But of course, I want to add a little bit of substance for what I'm talking about. I'm not just here welcoming you, telling you stories. I wanted to just read a statement, a short statement I made about my admiration of Michael's accomplishments as well as Station Q. I'll just read it. Dr. Michael Friedman's work in quantum topology and condensed matter physics have created a paradigm shift in the field of quantum computation, opening a door to a topological approach to quantum computation. While previously lauded for the classification of simple connected topological four manifolds, including 4D Poincare conjecture and exotic structures on R4, Friedman's recent work brings topology to the service of physics and to the defining technological challenge to our era. Quantum computation, once realized, will complete mankind's emergence into the quantum world, a journey begun 100 years ago. This technology will be as important in the 21st century as the classical computer was in the last century. So this is my tribute to you, Michael.